Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our question and answer series, we were talking about John 21:15, when Jesus asked Peter three times if he loved him. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. For the Bible says.
Now, agape love is that of God. Agapeo is a verb or action form of love. If your agape for God is real, the action will become real. How can there be agape if there is no action? Now, I want to show this to you in the book of John. I'd said earlier we'd go there, and now here we are. John chapter 21. I want to show you something using these words. John 21, verse 15. So when, and remember now, Jesus has appeared to the disciples here. They were out fishing. He says, cast a net on the other side, and they come, they get there, and they try to drag it in. It's too heavy for them. And then after they had that little fish that was on the fire and that he gives them to eat, and as Peter goes down there and he drags the whole thing in himself, all of them couldn't drag in together. But, and when you do something empowered by God, you can do a lot that the whole group can't do. But now getting on to verse 15, after it's all over, he's the supper and all this other stuff and the feeding and talking to him for a few minutes, it says, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Now, I've heard preachers, as a matter of fact, I may have done it myself, and when I was first starting out as a pastor, as a preacher, and said, okay, he was grieved because the third time he was asked, he's questioning his love for him, you know, and now he's just really broken hearted that he's questioning his love. Well, that's not really what it was. And this is where the Greek does come in handy. He says there in verse 15, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he's using the agape or the agapeo. And then he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I filio you. Filio meant brotherly love. Oh, it's a close love. It's like a best friend's love. It was like a devoted love itself. And so he said, after he said, yea, Lord, you know that I filio you, I love thee. He says, feed my sheep. Okay? If you really have a friendship love for God, feed his sheep. In other words, Peter, you're called to preach. Feed the word of God to them. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him the second time, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I filio you. The Lord has asked agape both times. Peter's answered, I filio thee. And so he says again, feed my sheep. See, there's the action of love. He's not saying the action of filio, he's saying the action of agapeo. Now he goes to the next verse, he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, filio thou me. That's why Peter is now grieved. Because now he has questioned even his friendship love. He says, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I filio you. I filio thee. Jesus saith unto him, and feed my sheep. Now, you know, I find that a very interesting thing because we tend to associate that with Peter's three denials, and I wouldn't say that's a bad association to say, yeah, that was not a good thing. And perhaps that was to give him a chance there, but I think that it's much more than that. Peter, if you read the rest of the chapter, has a call on his life as well. But he must grasp the importance of the love for God, even if it's just filio, the love, the commitment. As a matter of fact, in 2 Peter 3:18, he says, but grow ye in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the knowledge, to know his person, not just to know about him, to know his person. Now, there are people you know about. Don't say that around him. Don't say that around her. Boy, they'll explode. So you know that about them, but you know the person. So I hope you understand, as I write this, agape is love. Agapio is the verb form of that love. It's the action form of agape being carried out. How can there be agape if there's no action? And so Peter learned that very story, even with filio that day, when the Lord even questioned his filio, his brotherly love, his friendship love, his close best friend love. And that is important in our walk with God. And so as I understand the difference in agape and agapeo, and the main thing I'm pointing out, sister in Christ, is that I want you to see that, yes, agape was applied from the Greek word to the love, this divine love, this divine that God could do. It was applied that way, and many times you see agape love, but many times it's agapeo in the Bible, but it's still the same thing. It's agapeo, the verb form is agape in action on our part. Remember, the Lord said to Peter, feed my sheep. Okay? Feed my sheep. That is agapeo in action. Yea, I love thee. Yes, I have filio for you, Peter says, but I can even have agape for you. But it's still, and feed my sheep. Every pastor, I'm going to interject this on my own now, that my answer to her, every pastor needs to be a student of the Word of God the rest of his life. I told you earlier, a few programs ago, about designing the Through the Bible thing, and I read it through at least once a year. But to be honest with you, at first I was reading it through 2 and 3 times a year, and then I changed. I read it through by the end of June. I'm finished. And then I spend the last 6 months on one book of the Bible. Now the last Unfortunately, last year, I wasn't able to do that because I couldn't see. I had to listen to it. And I listened to Alexander Skirby read the Bible to me, but to study a book of the Bible, to go back and look at books and things like that, I had a hard time doing it until I could get my reading back. I remember when my first stroke hit me, I felt fine, I felt great, but that night when everybody was gone and all that, tears came to my eyes. I was hurting. Not because of my eyes, but I could not read the Bible that day. First time I'd missed since 1974 of reading the Bible. And it was hard. And then I knew that, yeah, if you can't read it, if I'd been thinking, I'd have probably said something, would you read this to me? But let the Bible become so important to your life that you would do without food that day than to do without the Bible. So again, I say thanks for the letter, for it shows you seek to know the Lord and His Word much more intimately and even daily. What you said reminds me of Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, where we're told they that were at Berea were more noble than they that were at Thessalonica, in that they searched the scripture to see if those things were so. In other words, Paul said, I preached there, but those Jewish people he's preaching to went back to search the scriptures to see if it was so. He says, that's noble. And it's noble for my congregation, for you listening on the radio as well, to always search the scriptures, no matter who the preacher is, search the scriptures, to be sure that what they're saying is so. And I'm talking about in a critical way of saying, okay, we're going to see what fault we can find with him. Sometimes it's just to look to strengthen what has already been covered. So I go on and say, I will try to answer the rest of your letter next week, possibly. Some important things are happening here, and so it may be a matter of time. And so I let her know that I would write her back. I didn't write her back in a week or so. It took about 3 months before I could really get to write her back, even in this large print. So I had answered that letter, and I just said, in Christ, Andy Bloom, Psalms 119, 105.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.